and that the Italian's cure consisted in removing such inconvenience. But in Anna Pavlovna's presence, no one dared to think of this or even appeared to know it. They say the poor countess is very ill. The doctor says it is angina pectoris. Angina? Oh, that's a terrible illness. They say that the rivals are reconciled thanks to the angina. And the word angina was repeated with great satisfaction. The count is pathetic, they say. He cried like a child when the doctor told him the case was dangerous. Oh, it would be a terrible loss. She is an enchanting woman. You are speaking of the poor countess? Said Anna Pavlovna, coming up just then. I sent to ask for news and hear that she is a little better. Oh, she is certainly the most charming woman in the world, she went on, with a smile at her own enthusiasm. We belong to different camps, but that does not prevent my esteeming her as she deserves. She is very unfortunate, added Anna Pavlovna. Supposing that by these words Anna Pavlovna was somewhat lifting the veil from the secret of the countess's malady, an unwary young man ventured to express surprise that well-known doctors had been called in and that the countess was being attended by a charlatan who might employ dangerous remedies. You're in